With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Bragging rights are on the line, and maybe a state dinner, too.
Yes!
It's Zach Gelb against former NFL Pro Bowl quarterback Gus Frerotte in our CBS Sports Radio NFL Picks, only on the Zach Gelb Show.
What's that? Oh, Zach Gelb won last week? Blind squirrel finds a nut once in a while. It is the Zach Gelb Show on CBS Sports Radio. As always, we're coming to you live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loans Studios. Need to know what it takes for a home loan to fit your budget and your family? Rocket can. Gus Frerotte, how we doing, my friend?
I'm doing great. You know, I got a soft spot for you, Zach, so I had to let you win one.
Well, that was nice. I'll take the participation trophy, even though I'm usually against participation trophies. But that's how it goes. Whenever you say you hate participation trophies and someone gives you one, you end up taking it. Let me ask you this, though, Gus, and make sure you check out his podcast on radio.com, Huddle Up with Gus. It is excellent. Last week, we saw a big statement from the Patriots in a loss talking about participation trophies. What do you think of this Patriot team now with Cam, with what you saw on Sunday against Seattle?
I like him. I mean, Russell Wilson had to throw 5 touchdowns to beat him. So I think Cam's fitting in right with their system. They're playing to, I think what the Patriots do best is play to their players' strong suits. So Cam is really good at running the ball. I don't think he's great at being just a pure scrambler like some of the other guys. I think when you set up runs for him, and, you know, you give him some good passes, he does pretty well. So he's looking like the Cam of old.
If you were coaching Atlanta after last week where the players forgot how to the rules of an onside kick and they just had another epic choke and now they're 0-2, and, hey, I think they should beat the Bears this weekend, but who knows? If you were a coach of Atlanta, if you were Dan Quinn, what would your message be this week?
Well, I would try to find any positives I could from that game and not harp on the negatives, you know, to keep your team spirits up. Hey, look, we scored all these points. We had a defensive player that caused more forced fumbles in a game than since 2002. There was a kid I coached in high school, Foye Luakon. There's some really good positives. Obviously, the big negative was not getting the W. So I think Dan's just got to focus on the positives, try to put everything to the side because he's got to deflect from his players. He's got to take all the pain of the media and everything else, and he's got to let his players go out and have another great day, week.
Gus Frerotte, before we get to the picks, how about the Chargers last week with Justin Herbert? I thought Lynn should have gone for it in overtime on that 4th-and-1, even though he was on his own 34. You can't give the ball back to Mahomes. What stood out to you, though, with Justin Herbert making his spot start because of the medical staff's incompetence with Tyrod Taylor?
You said it best. How do you do that? Like, I don't think I've ever heard of that. I mean, I've had tons of pain shots in my life playing football. I don't think I've ever lost a lung over it. So I think that if he has to start this week, we're going to see a different kid out there. Now, I've been a backup. I've been a starter. When you go into a game and you haven't taken one starter rep and you've been not thinking about the game plan besides just studying it and understanding it and taking your reps on the scout team and trying to stay, you know, kind of prepared. But you don't have to go home and think about the game, think about the game plan. It's a different situation. And that's what he did all last week. Now, this week, it's a whole different story. every day he's going home, hey, you got to be prepared to play. You got to be prepared to play. And so he's thinking about it. He's thinking about the throws, all the throws he made last week. So I think we're going to see a little bit different quarterback. But if he comes out and has another good game, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Chargers change down the road.
Yeah, I said earlier, I kind of have a feeling, even though I don't feel confident about it, that Carolina finds a way to beat the Chargers this week, even though they just lost Christian McCaffrey. One more before we get to the picks, Gus Frerotte. I know I said one more in the last question, but really this is the last one before we get to our picks, not to waste too much of your time. We were talking earlier about pocket passing quarterbacks, and now we see a lot more mobile quarterbacks. I made the point that, hey, if you have a great pocket passing quarterback, you could still win in this league. But how about this trend in the league now where we're seeing how much the mobility and being a dual threat quarterback is being so important?
Well, you know, I will just say to that, I mean, I was a pocket passer, obviously, and I mean, look, I would have loved to have the abilities of Patrick Mahomes and Lamar Jackson and to be able to scramble and get out of the pocket. You know, pocket passers have been around for a long time, and they're going to stay around because if you go back and look through NFL history, most of the Super Bowls that were won were pocket passers, even if they were playing a scrambling quarterback. There's been some amazing players, but, you know, you always have that risk. When that guy gets out of the pocket, those defensive players are headhunting. They know if they can get that guy out, they got one of the top players on the other team out, and they're going to go and try and hit him hard. Now, with the rules of sliding and everything, but, you know, that the guys who can get out, the Kyler Murrays, Lamar Jackson, Josh Allen, Patrick Mahomes, they can get out of the pocket. They make the game super exciting, but they got to be smart.
Huddle up with Gus. Gus Frerotte, the Pro Bowl quarterback here with us on the show. Let's get to the picks. I'll start things off. And my first pick this week, Jeff Driskel starting for the Denver Broncos. Tom Brady, I know he usually doesn't play well in Denver. Tom Brady is not losing to Jeff Driskel. This spread is actually Tampa -5.5. Early in the week, I saw it was at 6. Surprised that it's got, you know, it's gone down to 5.5. So if I was going to take it at 6, obviously I'm taking it at -5.5. I like Tampa Bay in week number 3. To get a sizable victory over the Denver Broncos.
I like that. I like that. I like your thinking. But it's in Mile High. I don't know. Coming from Tampa Bay up to there, it's going to be a lot of dudes trying to breathe.
That's fine. Jeff Driskel, is the air going to be that much that Jeff Driskel's going to beat the great Tom Brady? Like, I just don't see it. But with that being said, Gus last year did pick the games better than me, so maybe he knows something. Gus Frerotte, what's the game this week that you got? Game number 1.
All right, my game, I'm going to take the Colts over the Jets. -11.5, but, I mean, the Jets are without their starting receiver, their starting running back. I think they lost somebody else, too, so, and their defense isn't playing very well at all. And the Colts have one of the best defenses in the league, so I'm going to take the Colts over the Jets.
Yeah, all you had to say there, the Jets just stink. I think this is a good rule of thumb this year. If the Jets, and the Jets are going to be a dog, no matter what the points are, you just bet whatever the favorite is. It would not surprise me if each and every week we're looking at the Jets, and if we're trying to get an easy victory, Gus Frerotte, we go, all right, let's just go with the favorite up against the Jets. Now, here's what I'm hoping for, that this is ugly at the start, and then the Jets get some garbage points in garbage time, and maybe they lose the game 30-20, so you get a loss on the spread. But I just don't see how the Colts lose this game to the Jets, and I'm not even a big Colts fan for this season. Gus Frerotte here with us on the show. All right, Gus, game number 2 for me, even though it was so ugly last week, and I mean ugly. It was so embarrassing what the Falcons did up against the Dallas Cowboys. I trust this Falcons offense, and I don't know if Julio Jones is going to play in the game. He's a game-time decision. Falcons -3 up against the Bears. Matt Ryan will put up more points than Mitch Trubisky and win this game by at least 4 points. I take the Falcons -3.
I like that pick. I like that because, you know, Matt Ryan puts up big numbers every game, but just somehow they don't end up winning. So,
here's what I would do. Look, if I'm Matt Ryan, Gus, I would put up 35 points and then go up to Dan Quinn and just say, do not mess up this game. Just keep it. You know, for my case, I want it to be like 35-30, but just make sure your defense only allows 34 points. I'd be all over my coach this week.
Well, you know what I would say? Hey, coach, I'm going to put up 60 points this week. That's how we're going to win the game.
I love that. What's your next pick, Gus?
All right, buddy. So this week, Cardinals giving up 5.5 to the Lions. I'm going to take the Cardinals over the Lions.
Yeah, I love that. Arizona, they're going to start the year off 5-0, I think, when you see their opponents the next few weeks. And, yeah, I'd be stunned if we're coming back here on a Monday and talking about the Detroit Lions with Matt Patricia, another coach that needs to get fired, Dan Quinn, Matt Patricia, and Adam Gase. I'd be surprised if the Lions find a way to get a victory. That's a good pick. Finally,
who would you fire first?
Adam Gase. I would fire Adam Gase right away.
I agree with that one. I think that everywhere he's been, nobody's turned out for him at all.
Because here's the thing. The Lions, they don't have a future right now. So it's not like he's hurting Matt Stafford. Stafford's going to be gone soon, and good for Stafford. I'd like to see him somewhere else. Dan Quinn, I would have fired him after 2018, but here's what I've been saying. I guess Dan Quinn has naked photos of Arthur Blank, the team owner, so that's the only reason why he's getting kept around. And Matt Ryan, he's not hurting your quarterback in Matt Ryan. I look at Adam Gase. He is ruining the career of Sam Darnold, and this guy's supposed to be a quarterback whisperer, according to Peyton Manning. Give me a break. Adam Gase is terrible. He really is.
Right. I agree. So who you got for your last one?
All right, last one. Gus Frerotte here with us. Huddle Up with Gus. Make sure you check out his podcast. I'm going game of the week. Why not? Chiefs-Ravens, Monday night. If you're telling me the Chiefs are an underdog, I just can't pass up on it. These two games, both have been close the last 2 years. Maybe Lamar Jackson's due for a victory. I see this game being a field goal type of game. I would probably pick the Chiefs to win outright. So I'll take the Chiefs as my underdog pick, +3.5.
Yeah, that extra half point is tough right there. I agree with you. I like that. That's going out in the lid. I'm going to go with the game number two of the week. It's Saints-Packers.
Like that.
I'm taking my Packers, the Packers, as the underdog here. You know, they're getting points down in New Orleans, and Drew Brees doesn't look like the old Drew Brees of old, and Aaron Rodgers and that group, they got it going on right now.
Yeah, I agree with you, too, on that one. And no Michael Thomas in the game. It looks like Davante Adams isn't going to play. I just think Aaron Rodgers outshines Drew Brees. You know what I think could happen this week, Gus? I think we're going to go 3-0. Now, I think this each and every week I'm going to go 3-0, and then I get disappointed with myself. But Tampa over the Broncos -6 seems like a lock. Falcons -3 over the Bears seems like a lock. Chiefs +3.5 against the Ravens seems really good to me. And then for your picks, Colts should just totally destroy the Jets -11.5. Cardinals should beat up on the Lions -5.5. And the Packers +3. I've been a fan of that. I think they're going to take down the Saints this week. So if we go 6-0 combined, I'm all right with that. And both of us having a push this week. I'm fine with that, Gus.
I would like that, but just remember that football is not round and it doesn't bounce where you think it's going to bounce. So you never know what can happen. And there is no crowd noise down in New Orleans. So that helps the Packers.
Here's what this means. We're going 0-6 this week. Lock it in. Lock it in. What do you got cooking on the podcast? Last week you had Randy Cross. Who's coming up this week?
This week we have Nate Boyer coming up. Green Beret. Nate Boyer was an unbelievable interview. He'll be out on Monday. Just was a real treat to talk to him. And if people don't know who Nate Boyer is, he was the one who he was in the military. He was a Green Beret, went back to Texas, and was a long snapper to the University of Texas. Went and had a cup of coffee in the NFL with the Seattle Seahawks. And then he was the one that talked to Colin Kaepernick about how do I respect the flag, but also protest. So it was a great interview, great talk. So Nate Boyer's up on Huddle Up with Gus this week.
And it's good. I can't wait to listen to that conversation because I always enjoy when I get to talk to Nate. Now, I got to end you with the fun question here. What's on the Gus Frerotte dinner menu? You already have dinner? What you guys eat tonight? Because last year I remember you called us once when you were bringing back like 4 pizzas and you got me really hungry.
Well, I'm going to get you really hungry tonight because we had these big ribeye steaks tonight that were cooked out on the grill with a baked potato and asparagus.
That's right up my alley.
I'm still smelling like I'm sitting outside and I still smell my grill, Zach. So it was really good.
And you know what my favorite part is?
Plus I had 2 Stella beers, so it was perfect. It was a perfect night.
And you know what my favorite part is? I didn't have to pay for that steak. I still owe you a steak. I didn't have to pay for that one, though.
Yeah. Well, you're going to pay for one at some point.
Oh, hit me up on Venmo. We'll get at it. Hopefully I get to Pittsburgh soon. Thanks so much. There's Gus Frerotte. Gus, we'll talk to you next week.
All right, Zach. Thanks, buddy.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.